Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, irishtaxrebates.ie are the tax agent that you can trust. They are Irish-owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. And let me tell you what they can do for you. If you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, there's a high chance that you could be due a tax rebate. In other words, revenue have money that you're entitled to claim back for various different reasons. Now, according to irishtaxrebates.ie, based on a study that they conducted, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. That's not to be sneezed at. €1,092. So if you want to find out whether or not you could get a tax rebate, just go to their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their application form, and then keep your fingers crossed that you can get a tax rebate of up to €1,000, or in some cases more. Here's the good news, though. irishtaxrebates.ie have a fee charge of just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you were successful in claiming back €1,000, they will charge you €123. That's their charge. Other companies, by the way, out there are charging 30 and 40%, which is ridiculous. So please just visit our friends at irishtaxrebates.ie to find out more. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter. But before I do, if you follow us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, you will see over the last couple of days that we've been running a competition for a €75 Just Eat voucher. Well, we're about to ring the winner. And thank you, by the way, to the huge volume of you who actually entered the competition. All you had to do was click subscribe on our Spotify and prove it by sending us a screenshot to show that you've subscribed and you've clicked on the little bell icon. So an awful lot of you enter the competition, a huge volume, but there can only be one winner. And I am about to ring that one winner right now. Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
I'm looking for Sharon, please.
Hello, Adrian.
Ah, very good, Sharon. I'm impressed. How are you?
It's the voice. It's all in the voice.
Well, Sharon, there's no point in me even introducing myself to you. This is Adrian Kennedy from the Opinions Matter podcast. And the reason I'm ringing you, Sharon, is you entered our competition for a €75 Just Eat voucher. And all you had to do was prove that you were subscribed to our podcast, which you did with a screenshot. So thank you for that.
Aww. No, of great difficulty, I don't
know. Well done. And you've just won yourself a €75 Just Eat voucher.
Oh, thank you so much. That's dinner sorted tonight.
There you go. So if you hang on the line, we'll get all your details, Sharon. And congratulations, and thank you for listening to Opinions Matter.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Lovely talking to you.
And that was Sharon Guiney. Congratulations, Sharon. And she will eat well with a €75 Just Eat voucher. And keep an eye on our Facebook page over the next couple of weeks, because we will be running different competitions over the next while on facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Now, Kirsty has been in contact with us. And here's what Kirsty wrote to us. And this is our conversation on Opinions Matter today. Can you please highlight this, but don't mention my full name, because all my friends listen to this podcast. I have a 10-year-old boy who was diagnosed with ADHD. Me and my partner were advised to put him on Ritalin to control his behaviour and him being so hyperactive. Anyway, my partner said, no way is he going on drugs at 10, and he thinks that it's disgusting to put a child on drugs from Big Pharma. He has me thinking now that it mightn't be right to have him on drugs like that. My partner says these parents are brainwashed by pharma for putting their kids on this poison. Can you talk about this on your show? Thanks very much indeed. I don't know what the right thing to do is. And that is from a lady called Kirsty. So their 10-year-old boy, recently enough diagnosed with ADHD, and the medical advice was to at least try Ritalin to see if it actually controls his hyperactive behaviour. Now, I know an awful lot of people swear by this drug, believe that it actually is very helpful in controlling symptoms and so on of ADHD. Others, like Kirsty's partner, believe it's outrageous to put any child on any sort of medication.
Why? What's the reason? How is it outrageous? I tell you, my daughter had a very high fever last week. On Monday, she had a high fever. Mm-hmm. We gave her, well, we didn't, you know, we didn't ring a witch doctor or start doing dances out in the garden to the sun to try and fix it. The first thing we did was we opened the medicine cabinet and we gave her Calpol to get the temperature down.
Okay, but that's a one-off. Or maybe you give it to her twice.
No, I'm good. Let me continue. Anyway, it didn't get her temperature down. So by Wednesday, we were like, okay, we got to do something else. So what do you think we did? We brought her to the doctor.
Very good. Because
the doctors, I know a lot of you may not realize this, they went to college
to learn about all these things.
For many years, they're the experts. And the doctor examined her and said, yeah, she has a nasty virus, and put her on an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
She took the antibiotic for 3 days. And
brand new,
back to normal. The antibiotic cured. Trust science, trust big. By the way, when I say Big Pharma, I'm taking the piss. There's no such thing as Big Pharma. What the hell is Big Pharma?
But they're very big pharmaceutical companies.
Okay. Trust Big Pharma, trust pharmaceuticals, trust the experts. Don't trust Dave, who put up a video on YouTube saying that, okay, someone who I work with has a child that has ADHD.
Mm.
And that's the only thing I know about it from hearing her stories. And he had no concentration, couldn't do his homework, was falling back in school, was completely hyperactive, wouldn't sleep at night, was having major, major outbursts, she said, over small little things. So if he asked for, you know, I don't know, ice cream, and she said no to him, yeah, it would turn into a 3-hour complete meltdown. She went for medical advice, and the medical advice was put him on Ritalin.
Ritalin. Yep.
Put him on it, and within 6 months, he's a different child. So why would you... My question today is, why would you not? Not why would you, because why would
okay,
you...
Okay, there's a big difference, Jeremy, between giving your child an antibiotic for 3 days, which is great, and she's back to normal, excellent, happy days, that's what the antibiotic's meant to do, yep, and putting a child on a prescribed long course of medication for months or even years on end. It's a complete difference to 3 days on an antibiotic.
Yeah, but, okay, yes, it is slightly different, but...
No, not slightly, completely different.
But why would you let your child suffer? Why would you let your child go through that, fall back in school? You either trust science, you don't trust science. That's my...
Have you a child with ADHD? And if so, has that child been treated with medication? And if so, did that medication work?
So two parents have decided, Kirsty, I'm not going to say what you do for a living because I know you don't want to be identified, but I know what your husband does for a living. Your husband is a barman. So basically, a barman and Kirsty think they know more than doctors. That annoys the shit out of me. That's so such an insult.
Now, Kirsty is in two minds.
Well, she's in two minds. Okay, well, Kirsty, your husband, who pulls pints, thinks he knows more about
medicine. No, it's nothing to do with him knowing more. No, he just doesn't want his child on long-term medication.
Based on what? I don't get it. I just don't get it. How people who are not qualified, Kirsty, your husband's a barman. If my car broke down today, would I go to your husband and ask him how to fix my car? No.
No, probably not.
Because he's a barman. He knows how to pull pints. So go to the people who know best.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are we getting on today?
Good, man. Not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
No, just like yourself, Adrian, I don't see like this putting children on long-term medications. Like, he's hyperactive. Throw him outside for a while. Let him burn off the energy. And Jeremy, look at how many times have big pharmaceutical companies been sued and had to pay out massive fines for what they've done to people all through the years. So don't make out these people are angels and therefore
it's not what they've done to people. It's with everything, Jonathan, I knew you were going to say this, with every single thing you put into your body, whether it's processed food, whether it's a drink you get in a bar, whether it's medication, no matter what it is, down to the Nurofen that you'll take if you have a toothache tonight, Jonathan, if you read the pamphlet in a box of Nurofen, it'll tell you all the side effects. Nothing comes without a risk. So yes, there have been instances where people have taken medication and had adverse reactions to them. But in the end, this is about what is best for your child. And I'm sorry to say, Jonathan, you're ignorant when it comes to ADHD. If you think that getting a child to run around the football field is going to cure ADHD, that is such an insult to children that actually have ADHD. I'm sorry,
not
it is.
College,
yes,
as,
it is. That's not what ADHD is. That's not what ADHD is, being full of energy. That's not because I'm...
Go on.
I'm full of energy at the moment. I don't have ADHD.
Look, go out and run around and go for a swim or something. That'll knock the energy right fucking out of you. Bring him to the swimming pool. That'll knock the energy out of you. It's just, Jeremy, this idea of throwing children onto drugs at the first thing. You go see a doctor. Medicate them.
Okay, now we don't know how long this child has been dealing with the doctor. He is 10. So he could have been diagnosed a couple of years ago with this.
Sorry, Adrian, here's an eye on her. I know a story from a while back, a girl that my partner knows, going back a while now. She brought the child into the doctor, and before she brought him into the doctor, she filled him up with Coca-Cola and Smarties and all the rest of it, so he'd be bouncing off walls, because she wanted the money that you get from children with these kind of things, you know? The whole lot of it is a bleeding scam. Now, I'm not saying look at the child. I just think putting children on long-term medication, because what happens, Jeremy, if he's grown out to 6 months, right? And then they take him off the medicine, and then it goes into overdrive. It comes back, boom. You're better off looking for alternatives before you start going to big pharmaceutical companies. Because, I don't trust them for fucking anything anymore.
So where was your child born?
My child was born in a hospital, not a pharmaceutical company.
No, but the hospital use stuff by... Did your wife use did she use an epidural?
She did.
Oh, no, my God almighty.
Jeremy, you're playing silly beggars because you're trying to make out there that big pharmaceutical companies are angels. They're there for their benefit. They're not. They're there to make money.
They're obviously. And they're obviously there to. They're not a charity. Yeah. They're there to make money.
But they work under the umbrella of health for people. They don't. It's not health for people.
Jonathan, let me go back to the point of this.
This is important. So, Jonathan, the epidural that your partner had when she was pregnant with your daughter
wore off after a couple of days birth.
Is made by lots of pharmacies. One of the pharmacies.
Lots of different, yeah.
Yeah, one of the pharmaceutical companies that makes it is Braun or Brown. Is that what they're called? Braun.
Again, Jeremy,
There's a big difference between
a temporary stop measure for pain and all the rest of it, then long-term medications for children.
No, but you said...
Hang on, I want to ask you a question then, Jonathan. Putting a child on on medication to deal with ADHD, a doctor has recommended this. This is a man or a woman who is...
Hang on,
just for one second. A doctor has recommended that this child be put on medication to deal with ADHD. You obviously believe he's getting some sort of a backhander from the company that makes Ritalin in order for him to prescribe.
Well, look at it this way, Adrian. Who funds most of the medical colleges all around the world? It's big pharmaceutical companies. Fund most of the medical things.
I'm not going to argue with any of that.
They're not learning how to treat your health. They're learning how to medicate you. That's what they're learning.
Okay, a lot of treatment for any sort of illness is medicated. That's just the reality. That's what medicine is there for.
I think as a last resort, Adrian, yeah, you go. But if you've exhausted every other option, but I don't think they've exhausted every other option. I think the child was acting up, you brought him straight to the doctor. The doctor said medicate him and they went.
No, that's not how an ADHD diagnosis happens.
You don't just walk in off the street here. I think my child is ADHD. Give him tablets.
No. You have to go through several tests, lots of different types of tests. Some of them are quite intense, I believe, where you get tested first. I can't walk in with my son today into a doctor and have him on Ritalin by 3 o'clock. But my point is, Jonathan, you said you don't trust Big Pharma. That's fair enough. But Big Pharma helped your wife out when she was pregnant with your child. And you were happy to allow, by the way, which is quite an intrusive thing to get an epidural. That's an injection into your spine.
Yeah, let's be clear, Adrian, Jeremy. She's an adult. She made that decision for herself. It's a temporary stop.
Okay, but sorry, Jonathan. As adults, we also have to make children decisions on behalf of our children.
Yeah, but I'm going back to what you said, Adrian. It's a big difference between antibiotics for 3 days and a lifetime of medication for the child.
So this lady who contacted us, Kirsty, what you're saying to her is your partner's dead right. Do not allow your child to be put on medication.
You're dulling down your child's senses.
Oh, my God.
You're switching parts of them off.
But, Jonathan, do you believe that ADHD exists? Do you believe it's an actual medical...
Not really.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you say, oh, Jesus, Jerry. But not too long ago in this country, there was people who had 10, 11 kids, 12 kids. There's no ADHD. They were all outside playing all day.
But they did have ADHD. It just went undiagnosed, Jonathan, that nobody knew what the kids... Do you remember being in school, Jonathan, with kids that couldn't concentrate, that did shit in exams?
Oh,
was more than likely undiagnosed ADHD.
Yeah, my point is, Jeremy, more than anything else, I just don't trust Big Pharma. You can say trust what you want, but when you're paying attention to what these people are saying in places like over in America, in the Congress and all that, I've been called up a question, they lie through their bleeding teeth about everything. They'd rather eat the fines.
Okay, so you'd rather take a chance with a child that the medication isn't going to work for them, or that you're only putting a child on medication because Big Pharma said so. You would rather play Russian roulette and not put the child on medication.
It's not Russian roulette, Adrian. It's not even that. Like I said, you're switching off parts of the child. You know, you don't know how creative that child is going to be, what he's going to focus on if he finds an interest or something. You're switching off parts of the child.
Okay, do me a favour and stay there for 1 second, because I've been asked to play a voice note just for you. So please have a listen to this.
Hey lads, I'm an adult who was diagnosed with ADHD in my 40s. Made a massive difference to my life and made a lot of sense to me and the people I love and care about. And I only wish we had known when I was 10 that I could have taken Ritalin, because it has changed my life. No jokes. It's just made me feel so much more confident. My imposter syndrome's gone. I've been incorrectly treated for depression for years. So I think people need to stop jumping down people's throats about taking medication. It's not always a bad thing.
All right. It's not always a bad thing, Jonathan. It is working.
Again, I'm glad I helped that man in his 40s, whatever age he said he was. I'm delighted I helped him. But I'm talking about children here. We're talking about 10-year-old children.
But if it worked so well for that guy, Jonathan, what's to say it wouldn't work so well for a child?
Okay, so now your child sits down in the corner nice and quiet. Way, it worked. Brilliant. Children are supposed to be loud and rambunctious and all around the place and get into things and get into scuffs and get into... They're supposed to do these kind of things.
That's not what ADHD is, Jonathan, though. That's not what it is. It's not... Yes, hyperactivity is part of it, but not every child that runs around...
And what's Ritalin going to do for this child, Jeremy? If they do decide to put him on Ritalin, what's it going to do?
I don't know, because I'm not a scientist. I don't understand what it does.
But you're saying they should be doing it, so you should at least know what the benefits are.
Yes, the benefits are it helps with concentration. Yes. It controls outbursts of anger and outbursts over. As I was saying, my work colleague, her son, used to have massive outbursts over the smallest little thing that would go on for 3 hours, and that doesn't happen anymore because of the medication. Trust science, Jonathan. Trust science.
I don't trust science, Jeremy. Not at all. Not. Would you stop? Like I said to you.
But you trusted.
There's no point in going over that again.
I just don't trust him, decision. Jeremy. I have my reasons, and I can give you my reasons why I don't trust him.
You should have said to your partner in the wards that day, or in the labour ward, do not take that epidural. That's Big Pharma.
Who am I to tell anybody what to do with themselves?
Well, it's your child that's in your wife's body, so you have
yeah, and it's her body. No, and she's in pain, and it's a temporary.
And again, Jeremy, medicine. I can't stress enough. We are talking about two temporary. Very, very different things.
Big Pharma is either evil or it's not evil. You can't be both. It's either evil or not.
Of course, we're talking in this case of medicating a child for weeks or months or years.
Or years.
There's a big difference. Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Quiva. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Quiva?
Hi.
Now, Quiva, what did you want to say on this? Medicating children to deal with ADHD.
I'm not going to be, pretend to be a doctor or whatever. I don't know an awful lot about ADHD. But ever since your podcast a couple of weeks ago, there was a girl on, I think she was talking about herself or her son, was on Ritalin, and she went through all of the different side effects, the negative side effects of this particular medication. And if you actually look up Ritalin, okay, there can be some positive side effects for children. But if you look up there's probably about 15 here that I'm looking at alone. It just seems like a very excessive step, going straight from being diagnosed to being put straight onto Ritalin. I think
the one thing I don't know from Kirsty's message is how long it has been since her child was diagnosed with ADHD. It could have been a year, it could have been 2 years. I don't know how long it was before he was diagnosed. So I can't say that, and in fact, if she's listening, she might clarify this for us. I can't say that she walked into the doctors. The doctor said, oh, yeah, we've confirmed he has ADHD. There's tablets. I don't think it's that simple.
Yeah, and look, no, I don't know much about ADHD at all, and I'm sure every child and situation is different. So, who are we to tell that woman, Kirsty, what to do? But I just think, I don't know. I think there has to be something like, a balance in between first. Like, my own daughter is absolutely wild, and I've actually been advised to get her tested for ADHD. Before I go down that route and just the headache of the waiting list and everything else, I'm trying a couple of my own things in the process. And
you're trying some of your own things?
Like, so I got in touch with a play therapist, and she gave me some tips. And I've always found that she loves, being creative, drawing, painting, water play, kinetic sand, slime making, all these kind of things that are like help her to regulate herself again, basically. And just before I go down the road, look, I don't think I would ever medicate her. And it was that girl on your podcast a couple of weeks ago who really solidified that in my mind, that I would never medicate my child because it changes them. Yes, it's hard and it's crazy. And, there's so many different severities of ADHD. We don't know what that woman is going through with her son.
Absolutely.
Is he
violent? I agree with
is he aggressive? Is it just hyperness?
Okay, Kevin, I just pull you up on the first point you made about the negative side effects to Ritalin, which I wouldn't doubt. Let me just give you a list of 10 things here, okay, and then I'll explain. Number one, tinnitus, ringing in the ears. Anxiety, drowsiness, chest pain, bloating, blurred vision, constipation, bleeding gums, shortness of breath, and possible stomach ulcer. Now, they're all really bad things. Would you agree, Kiva?
Yeah, are these side effects of the Ritalin?
No, they are side effects of Nurofen. And that comes on the... If you open the leaflet for Nurofen, and I'm sure you've taken Nurofen with a hangover, like I have, Tracy, or a toothache or a headache. Sometimes I take Nurofen like Smarties.
I actually gave my baby Nurofen a couple of weeks ago because I think he already had a sore stomach. So, yeah, of course there is. But Nurofen isn't going to change my child's personality. It's not going to change...
And that's obviously what you believe Ritalin does to a child. And that's the point that Jonathan was making a minute ago as well.
Yeah, I've never taken Ritalin. I don't know anybody who does take Ritalin. I'm just going off what that woman was talking about on your podcast a couple of weeks ago. It actually gave me chills to think of...
Kiva, burning incense in the house isn't going to cure ADHD either. And I'm not saying that's what you were trying to do.
I never mentioned burning incense.
No, I'm just saying that some people do think burning incense is, but it is a chemical imbalance, isn't it, in the brain, ADHD.
You're obviously concerned, Quiva, that by putting, if it even comes to pass that it's recommended that your child is put on medication, you're going to resist that as much as you possibly can. Is that right?
I wouldn't put her on. I would rather deal with the tantrums and the craziness and the hyperness than put my child on medication that's going to numb her and numb her personality and numb, like, just change her. I don't want to suppress the way that she is. If she wants to feel whatever she feels and go nuts and go crazy, and she's a child, you know, and that's her. So, and if
medication were to help her and make her life a bit easier, would that not be a good thing?
I think the only way that I would go down the road of medication was if she was to ever get physically aggressive or violent. And you know, and there's a lot of kids with ADHD who are at that point. So you can understand parents wanting to go down that road. But for me personally, and I think just like I said, look, it's like autism. There are so many different severities of it. I just would not be going down that road unless there was like physical violence involved from a child of any age.
But if a doctor told you, because it has to come from a doctor or a psychiatrist, a child psychiatrist, so if you brought your child to CAMHS, for argument's sake, and they did tests, mm-hmm. and the expert in CAMHS was to say, your child is diagnosed with ADHD, I think in my professional opinion that Ritalin would help your child greatly. It would improve your child's grades at school. It would mean they wouldn't be held back in school. I think Ritalin would help your child. Surely that is the green light to say, the expert's after saying it, so I better do it. Follow the expert.
You do have to respect experts to a certain extent, but, you know, I've had my own experiences where the experts weren't right. So it comes down to your parental instinct as well. And again, what you can put up with yourself, for your family and in your household, it depends on the child. I just would not medicate my child.
Okay, so it would be the very last option for you with your child.
Yeah, and like I said, only if it got to the point where there was like out of control violence, which I just don't think she's ever going to get to that stage. But like I said, there are kids with ADHD and other things that, you know, do unfortunately get to that stage.
Sorry, go on, Jeremy.
You see, at the end of the day, long-term use, my son has asthma, as you know, Adrian, and he's been on inhalers for the last 3 years. And again, that is a long-term medication that's going into his body. At no point did myself and my wife, now my wife's a trained medical professional, so she's become from the professional, from the medical point of view, but at no stage in the last 3 years did we think, let's take him off the inhaler because we're putting something in his body for the last few years, because when he forgets to take it, he starts coughing and wheezing again. So am I a bad parent, Kiva, for giving my son, I mean, every second kid you walk around seems to have an inhaler. My son has asthma, he takes an inhaler. Does that make me a bad parent?
Sorry, say that again.
My son takes an inhaler he's been taking it for the last 3 years for his asthma. Does that make me a bad parent? I've literally medicated my child for the last 3 years to help with his asthma.
Well, no. I mean, my kids take an inhaler the very odd time as well. But I just think, like, again, an inhaler is not going to change your child's personality. It's not going to change their mannerisms.
Well, no, an inhaler.
It's going to calm them down.
An inhaler
can
give
it... And it's going to make their life a little bit easier and calmer. But
an inhaler, sorry.
Your child.
Kiva, inhaler, there's chemicals, they are taking it into their body. They just happen to be inhaling it.
There's chemicals in everything. We don't know half the shit that's put into our food and our drinks and our medicines and our vaccines and all these days. Like, we don't. So that's, you know, you could open up a whole other can of worms with that one. Again, it's just down to personal choice, and I suppose...
It's not going to be your personal choice if you can at all help it.
No.
Stay there for a moment if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. Damien has been in touch on 085 825 2626.
Hi guys, Damien here. Jonathan's wealth of information never fails to amaze me. He appears to be one of the most multi-talented, knowledgeable men in the country. He's an expert on everything.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
Hi guys.
Well, Tracy, what do you make of what you've heard here so far? Two people saying no medication for a child for ADHD.
Well, I'm a little bit pissed off now at Jonathan because I think he should really educate himself. Like saying that if a child has ADHD, throw them outside and let them have a run around. Like, that's just ridiculous. It doesn't work like that. Like, these kids can become very violent to themselves. They can become violent to other people. I know kids with ADHD and they've smashed up tellies and everything. Like, if you're told that your child needs to be medicated so they can calm themselves and stop themselves from harming themselves, of course you're going to give it to them if it's the best thing for your child.
And a lot of people, as you could hear, Tracy, have major reluctance about medication to deal with this condition. Let's focus on that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I understand. Like, I have a daughter and she has severe autism. She's a lot of... Now, she hasn't formally been diagnosed with ADHD, but they think that she has it. But she has sensory issues. She self-harms. I went to CAMHS myself for her when she was 7. She's nearly 9. And they were going to medicate her. Now, I was quite upset over that. But if you've seen, like, my daughter, half her head, she pulled half her hair out. She's biting her hands. I have to put creams on her hands so she doesn't get infected. So if I had to give her the medication, I would have given it to her if it helped her.
And that's the argument, obviously. Did you not have to give her medication? Was it not recommended?
No, they sent me to get bloods and stuff, and then they done a visit in the school, and then they decided that they thought she was a bit young at the moment, but they weren't going to discharge her, but they wanted to see maybe would therapies and stuff help her. But sure, I didn't get any therapies because you don't get anything.
So what's been the outcome?
They haven't discharged her. If she's referred back by the disability team, they will take her back and they may have to medicate her. But she stopped pulling out her hair, but she still self-harms. She slaps her face, she bites her hands. So if I have to give her a medication, I'll have to do it.
And when you hear people just dismissing the thought of putting a child like your child on medication, what do you think of that attitude?
I think it's wrong.
Jonathan, for example, arguing that Big Pharma wants your child on medication. They make money out of your child, so it's all a big conspiracy. You obviously think that's a load of rubbish.
Yeah, because, well, he's a conspiracy theorist anyway. We all know that. Like, some of the stuff he says makes sense and some of it just doesn't. He's not even explaining himself properly. Like, he's trying to say you just throw a child out on the street to run around with ADHD. He's no idea what it's like to have a child with ADHD or a severe disability. When you're in that moment and your child's not sleeping at night, when your child's banging their head off a wall or banging their head off a ground, like, you have to do something to help your child. It's dangerous.
And in some cases, you believe that medication can be helpful.
Yes, yes. And if they would have given me medication for my daughter, I would have given it to her to help her. And I would have done anything to help her.
Does it annoy you? I don't even have a child with ADHD and I'm annoyed by that attitude.
It pisses me off.
That
it
people
pisses
think, me yeah, off. Yeah, she just needs a bit of exercise. She just needs a bit of exercise. Yeah. That's all.
Or she's just bold. She's not bold. See, their brains are wired different than our brains are wired. Unless you have a child with a disability or have a family member, there's no point you even saying anything because you just don't know nothing. It's very annoying and it's very upsetting.
And would you describe it as complete ignorance?
It is complete ignorance, absolutely.
How is your child now?
She bites her hands, she slaps her face, she doesn't pull her hair out. I'll send you a picture on your WhatsApp of when she did pull her hair out and half her head is gone. I have to put 2 creams on her every day on her hands. They're steroid creams so she doesn't get infections. I can't put short sleeve t-shirts on her or anything like that. I have to have her hair cut in a bob all the time in case she starts pulling her hair out again. So I face facts that when she gets older, like she's getting older now, she's nearly 9, she's getting stronger. Like, if I have to medicate her, I will medicate her so she doesn't hurt herself or hurt anybody else.
And a couple of minutes ago, we spoke to Quiva, who described how the only way she will put her child on medication, if it ever is recommended, is if she becomes physically violent.
Yes, of course, yeah. And I agree, yeah.
And if that, that time has come for you, but if it is ever recommended, you will definitely say yes.
Yes, yeah, because they did actually tell me that. They sent me to get bloods done. They wanted to check our bloods and stuff like that so they know what level to give her, what measurement. But then they went to the school and then they had a talk and then they called me back in and they said, look, we're going to try disability, like, you know, like speech and language and all that kind of stuff and behavioural therapy and stuff like that. and then we won't discharge it. They said, you're still on the books, but if they think that she needs it as she's getting older, you can come back in and we will medicate her. It was very upsetting to hear when they told me that they'll have to medicate her. I wasn't happy about it.
Of course, and nobody would be. And this is the point that I was trying to make earlier on. They don't just medicate willy-nilly. They don't throw a child onto tablets just for the hell of it.
And that's my point. Like, so this lady with this 10-year-old boy, he must be really bad if they're want to put him on that medication. That's the way I look at it. And it's not just your own doctor that do that. It'd have to go through the mental health team and it'd be a psychiatrist and a psychologist. And it wouldn't be something at one meeting. They probably would have visited a child in school and spoke to a lot of people and things like that and then said, right, this is the best thing for your child. So he could be having violent outbursts. That's dangerous. Dangerous for him. It's dangerous for other people.
And again, as we said, listening to some of the comments, I know some people listening to you would argue that you're mad to even think about putting your child on medication, no matter what's wrong.
Well, live my life.
I want to play a message for you, Tracy, if you can stay there for 1 second and have a listen, please, to this WhatsApp voice note.
Good afternoon, Adrian. You know how I feel about this topic. As I said, the doctor who came up with ADHD came out and said he made it up. Somebody's jumped on it and made a lot of money out of it. Jeremy, do yourself a favour. Have a look what happens to kids when they come off Ritalin. They've put something like the last 6 or 7 mass shootings in America. Most of them youngsters were on Ritalin at some stage because they said they had ADHD. I've told you about my son, the DJ. They tried to diagnose him with ADHD years ago. Me and my wife fell out over it. They tried to put him on tablets. He came down to live with me and Lorraine. We took his tablets away from him. We sorted his little life out, and guess what? He's never needed a tablet since. So I wouldn't jump straight onto everything Big Pharma say, because we all know they're not in it to make you healthy. Big Pharma will never cure you, because there's no money in it if you're cured. No money in healthy people. Always remember that. They want us all sick and depressed so they can take all your money.
That's a ridiculous thing.
Absolutely ridiculous, Jason. This conspiracy rubbish.
That Big Pharma wants to kill you all because...
They want you to stay sick and stay on their tablets.
There's people that believe that the reason that there's no cure for cancer is because
Big Pharma... It's not in their interest.
Big Pharma makes too much money. Literally, scientists and doctors have been spending years and years and years trying to find a cure for cancer. Now, they haven't found a cure for cancer, but they found a way to stop it and to put a halt to it. And to get you back into remission. So this belief that Big Pharma want to poison everyone. You know what?
Tracy, I'm going to let you respond to that message. What do you want to say to that?
That's just ridiculous. So his problem is the pharma company. And this all goes back to vaccinations and all this. So would these people still have this attitude if there was no COVID, there was no vaccinations?
Yeah, people
have. We wouldn't even be talking about this now.
People did have that attitude even long before COVID.
Yeah, but it wasn't as big.
No, it wasn't as big. I agree with you.
It wasn't as big.
Yeah.
And it's become bigger now because of this. And this is why I think a lot of people have these attitudes. They've gone off topic altogether. This is about... people with ADHD, but they're going on to pharma and stuff and they're concentrating on that.
You know what
it's ridiculous.
You know what they say as well, Tracy? There's one here, there's a winner here in the comments. Fran Donnelly is his name. He's been invited on, but he's in work. Don't know what job you do, Fran, that you can stay on Facebook for the last hour. But anyway, Fran, you're not in the lab anyway with a white coat. Fran says, well, you hear this now, and the people actually believe this bollocks. He says, change their diet. It's all about what goes into their body.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And then also he said, and as soon as someone says this, I just start laughing. Do some of your callers need to do their own research? Now, by doing their own research, normally what people say mean when they say that, someone like Fran, when he says do your own research, he doesn't actually mean go to Oxford and study medicine and spend 5 years in a lab actually working with things. That's not what he means, by the way.
No, he said he means
look up the YouTube by what's that nut job over in America, Alex Jones.
Find a YouTube
Andrew Tate
video that tells the story that you...
Find a video by Andrew Tate where he's screaming at the same time, ADHD doesn't exist, it doesn't exist and all that. Fran, you couldn't research how to tie your fucking shoelaces. You muppet. These people are so stupid.
But this is the point that Tracy is making. And by the way, Tracy,
your own research.
Tracy, we've gotten your photographs, and I have to say, I'm shocked by.
That's how bad it can get. Like, you know,
these are photographs of your daughter who has.
She was seven at the time.
Seven.
Her hair is literally pulled out of her head. But according to that ignoramus, that prick, and I'm sorry, he's after annoying me, that prick, it's because you gave her the wrong diet. You gave her the wrong
food. I gave her the wrong diet. Yeah, she's a fussy eater. Like, I can't help that.
No. How dare you? How dare you give her slices of cheese? That's what led her to do those things for herself. It's just
morons. Yeah, absolute morons.
Muppets.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Tom. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tom?
Good, thanks, Adrian. And you?
Good, Tom. Tell me your story, please.
Okay, so I am 44. I only got diagnosed with ADHD about 9 months ago. I suppose, with me, it's not necessarily been the hyperactivity, because there's different types of ADHD. So with me, it's more the inattentive side of things. But I would be very impulsive. But like all through my life, I felt like an outsider, like a loner, or something different, and I could never put my finger on what it was. And a few people in work had kind of made comments to me that made me, not negative, but kind of made me stop and think. And I thought, yeah, there's something I need to check out. So I went to have an ADHD assessment, which, by the way, is very difficult to get and to go through. Like, I mean, these people say, no, the GP can prescribe something. They can't. The GP cannot diagnose and they cannot prescribe. You have to go be seen by specialists. And the county I live in has no public services, so I had no choice but to go privately. And look, they go from your as early as you can remember right up into your adulthood. So all through school, college, your childhood, whatever. And they deal with literally everything that you've been through. You go through multiple different questionnaires with them, and it's tough enough now. But come out the other side and, you know, to get the diagnosis and the validation that brings that, you know, you're not a weirdo, you're not an outcast. And when they talked about medication, I did decide to go down the medication route, but not straight away. I left it a couple of months and thought about it and tried different things. And like, the medication has literally changed my life. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm so much happier. I'm so much more confident.
But Tom, sorry if you couldn't cross him. Fair play to you for speaking out so openly about it. But why didn't you just run around the field a couple of times? That would have cured the ADHD.
I'm telling you.
Gone for a swim. That's according to these morons, Tom, who believe you should have just gone for a swim. Would have cured it.
I know. And like, I mean, people talk about what you're feeding to children and all. Like, it's neurodiversity is something you're born with. It's not something that you acquire on your way along. It's crazy. Like, and I mean, I can't, like, in work and in my personal life, like, I'm a different person now than I was 6 or 7 months ago. And a lot of that just comes from the validation of actually knowing what's going on. Because for decades, I was on three different kinds of antidepressants at the same time, which I've actually come off all of them. And it's just changed my life completely, because like I did say it to my GP, and he was the one that said to me, look, you could well be right, but I can't even go down that road with you. So like, these people who think it's easy to be diagnosed and easy, like people do it to get a few extra quid, it's not that simple at all. And like, I only wish when I was younger that, because I wasn't troublesome, I was just under the radar. And that's what, like, even the people doing the assessment said, and a lot of people my age and older who weren't seen as a troubling child, you're just completely missed and you're kind of left. And like, people talk about years of old kids not having these things, but like, if you think back to your school days, the way some of the kids in your class were treated and kind of put in the corner and forgotten about, like, these things have lasting effects. And I just think that anybody who's got the diagnosis, look, it's their choice, but don't be an immediate no. And like, Ritalin has been out for decades. It's not a new drug. So I think people just should take comfort in that too.
Now, you've already said that medication has changed your life, has changed you, has worked wonders. A lot of people fear when we're talking, and you're an adult, obviously, so you could decide whether or not to take this medication. When you're talking about children, it's a different matter, and people are reluctant. Can you understand that reluctance when it comes to talking about children? Or do you wish you'd been put on the medication you're on now years ago?
Well, yes, to both. I mean, I can completely understand how a parent would be conflicted, because it's not an easy decision. And like, again, some of the callers are saying, oh, put them on it for a few months and it'll go away. It doesn't go away. That's not how this works. But yeah, look, I mean, of course I can understand their reluctance, but they've got to do their own research and they've got to see how they feel about it at the end. I can't tell anybody what to do, but in my case, I 100% wish that we, number one, that we had known what my issues were, and secondly, that we could have done something about them then, because it's a lonely life when you're growing up feeling like you just, there's something there and you do not know what it is. And like, it, of course it's held me back in, because like ADHD affects your emotions, it affects how you react to things, how people react to you.
Okay, like so let me ask you then, and I'm going to be talking to somebody also as an adult who lives with ADHD. When it comes to children, and Kirsty, it has been recommended that they place Kirsty's child on Ritalin. The husband is saying absolutely no. She's in two minds. What's your view on putting young children on Ritalin?
I don't have, but if it were a child of mine, I don't have an issue with that, because at the end of the day, like, once you've satisfied yourself that you've done your research and you've done as much as you can, and obviously you've got to be able to trust the professionals you're dealing with, which I do, I've a really good team. But like, yeah, I wouldn't have an issue with that. I mean, there's so many conditions that people have to go on medication from a young age. And like, it, like with the ADHD, if they feel like it's not working out, they can stop and then try to. It's not that it's a forever thing. I mean, I agree that taking the child off will mean they'll probably lose progress they might have made. But you've got, like, you don't know if you don't try.
Stay there for one second. I want to play a voice note that came in to us a moment ago. Have a listen to this.
Adrian, Jeremy, good afternoon. I remember a story in the car years ago. This guy was telling me him and his three brothers, the mother got them diagnosed with ADHD just to get the domiciliary carers allowance. The doctor signed it off and she got a four-bed house out of it. Now, I'm only telling you what I hear. I'm not saying it's true, as I normally say this to you. Cheers, lads.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How's life, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Darren. Tell me your story, please.
I am riddled with ADHD. Undiagnosed. Never got checked. Never got anything. As a child, I wasn't allowed coke. I wasn't allowed to sit beside certain people. I can't concentrate for any more than maybe half an hour or an hour, no matter what it is. And I get bored very easy. And I'm a very, very hyper child.
And you said you've never been diagnosed with ADHD.
No, I haven't been checked.
But you know you have ADHD.
I know myself I have it, yeah, 100%.
Okay, and why have you not bothered? Because I was interested in the comment that you wrote earlier on, and it was ADHD is an excuse for a little bold brat.
Yeah, but I was a little bald brat when I was younger. That doesn't mean you have ADHD.
But you just said you believe you do have it.
Yeah, but that's my case. And Jeremy was saying there, Jeremy said every case with a child who has odd or ADHD is different. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. Yes, yeah, 100%.
So why prescribe Ritalin to every single child who has ADHD?
But that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
And Neil's message that he sent that you heard a couple of minutes ago where he heard this in a taxi. Now, Neil did say, I don't know whether this is true or not. I can tell you, Neil, it is not true. A doctor cannot diagnose ADHD. A GP cannot diagnose ADHD. You can go in if you think your child does have ADHD to a GP, and you will be then sent off to a specialist. Normally someone from CAMS will deal with that. But certainly a GP, you cannot. I could not go in with my daughter today into her GP and say
she's got ADHD, put her on tablets.
Listen, the little wagon won't sit still. She's having outbursts, the whole lot, and he's going to sign this magic document and then my wife can stay home and get carer's allowance. That's not how it works. And I wish people would stop, and I'm not blaming Neil, the taxi driver. You just heard that as a story, but it is not true.
But sorry, Darren, I'm confused as to the point you're making. You said on the one hand, you believe you have ADHD. You were a little bold brat when you were a child. Is it not the ADHD that made you that little bold brat?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I haven't taken Ritalin in my life. So, like, I've managed, I'm 34 now, I've managed this far without taking Ritalin, not a bother.
And that's great, and that's fantastic. But you obviously don't believe any child should be on it.
Even, no way, because I've not seen the side effects of it.
But have you, you haven't seen the photographs that were sent in to us from Tracy a couple of minutes ago about of her daughter and the damage that she's inflicting on herself. That if, she has said, if it is recommended that that child go on medication, she will jump at it.
I'm sure you will find someone who has a child who regrets putting them on Ritalin.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
No, we haven't. We haven't.
Found one. We haven't so far.
We haven't found one. By the way, Darren, you said you think you have ADHD, and then in the same sentence he says you don't believe it exists. So how can you have something that
I never said it doesn't exist.
No, he said it's an excuse for a bald child.
It's overdiagnosed.
I know. I wouldn't disagree with you that it's overdiagnosed. But why in God's name, then, if you think you have it, do you think you obviously don't think medication would help you?
Oh well, I have my own medication for marijuana. That helps me all I need. I wouldn't take Ritalin.
Okay, where the call before you was only diagnosed in his 40s, was put on medication and it's working a treat for him. He's a new man.
I think that's madness.
Oh, it's madness. Now, it's madness that medicine actually works.
No. It's madness putting yourself on Ritalin in your 40s and then telling everyone that it works. Have you ever heard of the placebo effect?
Of course I have.
Yes, exactly. Not everyone does well with medication. And the lads were saying there about Big Pharma. Have you not seen the doctor or the program Dope Sick, no? About the opiates and all that crack. And you still don't believe in the Big Pharma. You don't believe that Big Pharma are trying to push drugs to make money. You don't believe that, no?
If you thought that, or if you were advised that taking medication would help you tremendously, as it helped our previous caller, you would still say no, would you?
I would say no, hands down, yeah, no way would I.
Yet you think cannabis is the cure of all ailments.
I never said that. When did I say that?
Well, you said cannabis is all you need.
Jeremy, you love to put words in people's mouths.
Yeah.
Agents' mouths, everyone's mouths. I had not once said that.
But you said cannabis is all you need. Marijuana is all you need, yeah.
Well, it's doing good for me now at the minute in my life, yeah.
So then,
I'm never sick. I don't take prescription drugs. I don't do any other drugs. I'll never take Ritalin or any of that prescription shit. No way would I.
Even if it were going to help you tremendously.
But how do I? You don't know if it helps you until you actually take it. So
well, obviously. But you see, you believe that guy, Tom, who was on a while ago, who diagnosed in his 40s, took the medication. You believe it's ridiculous taking medication in your 40s.
It is ridiculous, to be honest. This is taking Ritalin in your 40s. And I will be trying my hardest to stay away from giving any child any sort of drug, never mind Ritalin.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed for getting in contact with us. And sorry, go on.
I'm just ringing my colleague. Well, I'll text her when I'm off air. I'm just ringing my colleague now whose son has ADHD and is on Ritalin just to say, pack in the Ritalin. It's cheaper to buy cannabis.
Let me bring in Jay on this.
Oh, yeah, come on. You know, I'm not one of them that wouldn't say something and I'll back it up. What I'm trying to get through to you is they diagnosed my son with it when he actually hadn't got it. Nothing like what that lady's going through, okay? But that's why I'm so sceptical. What was wrong with my son was me and his mother were getting a divorce and he was acting out. But while he was with her, they diagnosed him. And me and Lorraine took him in and we changed his life around. You go and see him, play somebody, you'll see what I'm talking about. But they tried to...
He got cut off there at the very end. But okay, Jay, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for getting in contact with us. It's an interesting conversation. You heard clearly from Tom that, okay, he's an adult now, but the medication, he wishes he'd been put on it years ago. It has made that much of a difference in his life. Interesting conversation.
And again, the one thing that you should take from this as well is the misconception that ADHD is diagnosed on the back of a packet of cornflakes or something like that.
It's not.
Or that you just have to go to a GP and get it. It is a long process, which is why you often hear parents saying, I've been on the waiting list for my child for months to get assessed. It doesn't happen on a doctor's table, okay?
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And also find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, for information about everything and anything to do with Opinions Matter. And finally, our thanks to our current show sponsors, IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.